I'm really eager to do this one. We are joined by a mathematician, a retired NFL player, a two-time first-team All-Big Ten player at Penn State, a doctoral candidate in applied mathematics at MIT. He started two playoff games for the Ravens while simultaneously completing a paper on graph eigenfunctions. The first guest in the history of this program to have a theorem named after him, and he is the author of Mind and Matter, A Life in Math and Football, which comes out tomorrow. John Urschel is my guest. Wow, John, that's quite an intro. Great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I have to say, that's the best intro I've ever gotten in my life.
My man, that's amazing. I appreciate you saying that. But then again, I've never spoken to anybody who had a resume quite like that. So why don't we jump in? You've published a couple of papers in academic journals, but you wrote this book with Louisa Thomas, and the book comes out tomorrow. So let me start right there, John. What's it like for the two of you today on the eve of this book going out into the world? Is it exciting? Is it nerve-wracking? Or is it something else?
Oh, we're just so excited. I mean, we put so much of ourselves in this, and we're really looking forward to it coming out and seeing how people like it. I mean, it's really my story, so you know, I'm very attached to it, and I hope people enjoy learning about my football experiences, but also my journey with mathematics.
Now, John, you've said that you initially wanted to write a book about math, but your publisher said that if you want to share your love of math and reach people at the same time, you can't only write about math. So how'd you go about approaching this project?
The way I approached it is really the way that my life worked when I was, you know, when I was playing football and doing math at the same time. It's sort of looking at these two seemingly disjoint things and how they relate and how I grew in both of these areas at the same time.
Now, your mother,
not one without the other, you know?
Right. I was going to say, John Urschel, my guest, your mother plays an enormous role in this story. She grew up in Cincinnati. Her father had a GED. Her mother stopped after middle school, but she went to college. How do you explain that, and what did you learn from her about having a vision and going after it?
First of all, she's my biggest role model in the world. Her, you know, like you said, her parents had to stop education early for, you know, for real reasons. Her mother had to stop in the segregated South, and she decided that she wanted something better for herself, and she valued education. She was a good student, and that was such a great influence for me, because when I was growing up, my mother always told me that if I wanted to be great at something, if I wanted to do something, the only thing that would hold me back was either a lack of talent, a lack of work ethic, or bad luck. It would never be the household I was born into or the color of my skin. And she did a fantastic job raising me. She saw I was good at math, and she jumped on it.
John Urschel is a mathematician, also a former NFLer. Now, you made the point that your mom loved puzzles. She loved problem solving. So what was it like for you growing up as her son? How much did you get bitten by the puzzles and problem solving bug yourself?
Oh, I was bitten hard, man. I'm telling you, like most kids, you know, for allowance, they're doing dishes, they're mowing the lawn. My form of allowance was doing math calculations in the grocery store.
Wow. That is different. That's great. Now, one of the things you've talked about is the fact that she wanted you to be an engineer. However, not just any kind of engineer, an aerospace engineer. Why was that the vision?
She wanted me to be a rocket scientist. I mean,
literally.
My mom, she didn't go into sort of a STEM field. And as far as she knew in her mind, the most brilliant, amazing thing someone can do if they're good at math and physics is be a rocket scientist. And she thought this was the most amazing thing. When I got to college, I really found myself more fascinated with mathematics and engineering. I always found myself asking the question, why rather than how? And I have to say I'm very happy with my choice.
John Urschel joining us. You know, John, we kind of touched on this, but that whole question or notion of nature versus nurture. And then you write this piece for the New York Times that when you were growing up, you thought that math class was something to be endured and that a teacher told your mother that you were, quote, slow, and that you should repeat a grade. First of all, how is that even possible? And what were you like as a student when you were growing up?
Yeah, as a student, I was often disinterested in math class, mainly because, you know, I already knew all of it. And when I was very little, they thought I had a learning issue because I wasn't paying attention in class. I wasn't really answering questions. And they thought, you know, they thought I had a mental disability. They wanted to hold me back a grade and put me in sort of a special class. So my mom forces them to test me, and my test scores are off the chart, and now all of a sudden they want to bump me up a grade. So,
All right, so then you that happens. You get to high school, and obviously at that point, nobody's questioning your mathematical ability then. But at the same time, were they encouraging it? What was it like then?
In high school, first of all, I had great math teachers who, you know, they had a lot on their plate. But I would say that the type of encouragement I got on the football field, where I had my high school coaches telling me, John, you can play college football. John, you should aspire to be the best football you can be. I didn't quite have the same thing from my math teachers, although I had fantastic math teachers. I wish when I was younger, I would have even known what a mathematician was. As crazy as it sounds, I didn't even know what the profession of mathematician was until I got to college. It's hard to want to grow up to be something if you don't even know what that something is or what it looks like.
John Urschel joining us. So now you're talking math, you're talking football. What about football? How did you first get into football, and what did you like about it when you first started playing?
So the reason I started playing football is because my dad played college ball. He played at the University of Alberta, and when I was a kid, I would see photos of him from when he played. And so when I started playing, I absolutely fell in love with it. It turned out that, you know, although I didn't know any technique, you know, I was a little late to the game, I was good at hitting people, and I really liked it. And that goes a long way.
All right, so John Urschel joining us. And then you talked about you didn't understand mathematics per se, or at least the future of a mathematician when you were younger, but it started to change when you got to college. How much did your perception and understanding of mathematics change once you got to college? What was it like then?
It was like a complete 180. The way math is taught in college is very much asking why, asking about understanding rather than sort of here's a formula, now let's use it 20 times and then do it on the exam. And I really enjoyed the idea of understanding why something is a certain way. And that's what I connected with. And once I got to college, my love of mathematics just grew and grew. And when I got to MIT, I think I loved math even more, if that was even possible.
Yeah, John, it's interesting because you and I are having this conversation, and I'm trying to find a way to have the conversation and talk about both of these things. I mean, it's not that hard, but we are talking about a couple of things, but you're actually living that life. And if you look at math and you look at football, it would seem like they're on parallel tracks and that you might be living almost a double life. Does it feel that way, or are these two things intertwined?
They definitely feel intertwined. I would say that anybody who's very, very good at two things, I think they'll tell you that the characteristics that make them good at one of the things is the same thing that makes them good at the other. A passion for what they're doing, a drive to be the best, and just an unwavering commitment to whatever your goals and dreams are.
All right, so when people look at you then, they're amazed that you're both an athlete and a mathematician at the highest levels. What do you make of that? For instance, does that feel like an honor, or is there a part of you that says everybody is constantly trying to divide the world into separate categories? Why is it so unusual to be an athlete and a mathematician?
So first of all, it's an honor for me to be able to sort of carry that banner, but I think it's not nearly as unusual as people think it is. I mean, Jim, you've been around NFL locker rooms. You've been around professional sports. There are smart people in professional sports, but you don't always hear about them.
No, it's true. It's not. It's almost made out to be like, John, it's like some intellectual wasteland. That's not the case at all. That's not the case. You don't always hear about them. So when you look at what you've accomplished then, both as an athlete and a mathematician, how much of that, and this goes back to what your mom said, I think, how much of that is about natural ability, John, and how much of that is about grit and toughness and needing both those things in both those fields?
I think you need both of those things, and I'll always be the first one to say I had way more potential in math than I did in football. I was an above-average athlete, but, I had to work so hard to get where I got to in football, whereas in math, I think it came a lot easier.
Did you have a greater passion for either one, or was it just different?
I think it changed from time in my life. In high school, I have to say I was way more passionate about football. In college, when I was at Penn State, both were very equal. By the time I got to MIT, I have to say, math really started winning out.
John Urschel joining us for a few more moments. You know, I'm kind of curious. Like, my son, John, he was... I've got a senior in high school who was, you know, just an average athlete, but he worked really, really hard at it. But he had AP classes, and he played baseball. And it always seemed like the coaches didn't really understand the AP classes because it took them away from baseball. And the teachers don't really understand the athletic commitment because the time in the gym took them away from academics. What about your two? Did the two sides understand each other as you were coming up?
Yeah, I think I was really lucky. Okay, in high school, I don't think they understood each other the best. But when I was in college, the Penn State football team, they understood that academics mattered, and they cared about it, and they actually took pride in the things I did with respect to academics. And my math teachers, my professors, they understood that I was doing something really cool on the football field, and they were aware of it, and they respected it as well.
All right, so the book drops tomorrow. Let me quickly ask you this. When you retired from football in 2017, it's the same question, John, of any great athlete, how do you know? And most times you don't know, or you don't want to be told. You just want to make sure you go out on your own terms. But how did you know that you were ready to walk away and that that was the right time?
Yeah, it's a tough question to know when, and you can never be sure. But, you know, I had a child coming who's now 16 months old, and I love spending time with her. Things at MIT were really heating up, and I found that I just asked myself, what are the things in this world that I'm most passionate about right now and I'm most excited about? And they were mathematics and raising my daughter and being able to do both of these things for a long time.
You know, you kind of answered my next question, because the answer would be both. But I was going to say, you have an amazing mind. So how much of your decision to walk away from your sport was about protecting your brain, and how much of it was about your family and your future?
I think they're all intertwined. I think making decisions about spending more time with my daughter, or being able to sort of run around with my daughter when I'm 60, or run around with my grandkids, or to be able to, you know, still walk and still be able to sort of teach math when I'm 60, all of these things are sort of intertwined. And I'm so blessed to have been able to play 3 years in the league, had amazing experiences, start and play playoff games, you know, against the Patriots, against the Steelers, but also be extremely healthy when I retire.
So, John, one more thought. When Josh Rosen, for instance, was coming out of UCLA last year, one of the raps, one of the knocks on him as a player was, it's incredible to me, but that he might be too smart. What do you make of that? Is there any way that being too smart is a bad thing for a football player?
I mean, I don't know about too smart, but I have to admit that when I came out, people were concerned because I had this other thing I was very good at and very passionate about. And in hindsight, I think it's fair. You know, teams are investing millions and millions of dollars into people. They want to make sure that this is like the main thing that someone's doing. And oftentimes, if football is all someone has, if they don't have anything else, even if they don't have a college degree, there's no question that this person has to do football. And that assurance is, you know, is something that I think teams appreciate.
I would like to reiterate that my guest is a mathematician, a retired NFL player, a two-time first-team All-Big Ten player at Penn State, a doctoral candidate in applied mathematics at MIT, and the author of a book. It's called Mind and Matter, A Life in Math and Football. It comes out tomorrow. John, what is the best way for our listeners to find that book?
Go to your local bookstore. It'll be in stores tomorrow, or just go to Amazon.com and just type in Mind and Matter, A Life in Football, and just click that little order button. It'll be there in 2 days.
Once again, Mind and Matter, A Life in Math and Football. It does come out tomorrow. Look for that. John Urschel, my guest. John, great to get caught up. Good luck with that book. I hope we can talk again soon. That was a lot of fun.
Much appreciated.
You too, John. Much appreciated. Much respect. 1-800-636-8686. A mathematician and retired NFLer. And did play in a couple of playoff games, as he points out. Not only played in a couple of playoff games, but played in a couple of playoff games for the Ravens while simultaneously completing a paper on graph eigenfunctions.